the southeast coast of the mainland, there's an island called Rumblowee.
Rojack rabbits usually reach the first of the born there in ages. The scarecrow can walk, the wallet can talk, and their handles are run out of ages.
And in the tree of plenty, there's a tree house, which is magic but also a school. And in that school, you might occasionally find Nero's class.
Okay, so today we're finally going to be taking a look at... Sweet Gorgonzola, did you get a whack of a golf ball?
No, look, I don't mean to alarm anyone, but...
Too late for that. Should have thought of that before the blood-curdling scream.
Go on, Scooch, what is it?
You're not going to like this, Nero, but there'll be no time for teaching today.
Don't tell me fate has set us yet another burdensome quest.
I'm afraid so, old man. Our ABCs will have to wait. You see, somebody or something has stolen my hat.
You weren't wearing a hat.
Was I not?
No. Sure, you even have that thing you're always saying about hats. What is it? A hat on your head, you'll never be fed. A cap-free skull,
you'll always be full. Oh, yeah. I love wisdom.
Oh, here we go. What?
He says he hasn't seen his grandson in years.
Okay. And who are you?
He's Frank the Cabbage.
Frank the Cabbage?
Yeah, and his grandson is DJ Brendan.
None of this means anything to me.
DJ Brendan has the biggest beard in Mungalodi.
Oh, well, in that case.
I heard her on this, yeah.
He says he heard that we're really good at solving problems and thought maybe we could help.
With all due respect, Frank the Cabbage, this is an institute of learning. If you're looking for Scooby Dooby Doo and co, you won't find them here.
Get the radio, Scooch.
It's in the same press as the Shooting Star, right?
Yeah, the media / meteor cupboard.
It stung me.
What did?
The press.
Show me. Ah, the cupboard didn't sting you. You've just got a splinter. This never would have happened.
I'm with horror on this one. Bees have stingers. Wooden things have splinters. What's the difference? The only difference is that wooden things can't make honey.
Sawdust is their honey.
True.
No, not true.
That's a double negative.
So he admits it.
Let me see now.
Are we asking too many?
Go back.
Gordon and
DJ Brendan.
And remember, if it's really nice, we play it twice. Now.
Well, there you go. Another mystery solved, Frank the Cabbage. You'll find your grandson wherever the radio station is located.
Oh, so you know.
I know where he is.
Oh, so you know.
But he never comes home.
No, he's on the radio.
He's on the radio 24/7. Whenever you're missing him, why don't you just tune into his show?
It's got all the holy, holy.
Are you joking me? I'm not listening to that. I don't think I can say that word, Frank.
Say it again. Tunes is coming. You're listening to the Tin File Hour, and of course, now every hour is the Tin File Hour, because I'm never off the air. I'm your host, DJ Brendan Monaghan. I know facts, and I know secrets. And I'm the guy with the longest beard in Mungalodi, so...
That's how we know it's true.
What's having a beard got to do with anything?
Don't be so jealous, mini beard man.
Now, it's that time of day again. Well, I remind you all of the 7 deadly actions that'll lead to major ramifications.
7 deadly actions?
If any Mungalodian does these things in order, there will be ramifications. Horrendous ramifications that will tear a rift in the sacred space-time continuum. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Why is he whispering?
Secrets.
But he's on the radio.
Shh.
Deadly action number 1. Welcome a mainlander.
Uh-oh. We welcome Nero.
I'm not sure if welcome is the word.
Number 2. Rename a goat.
Ooh.
3. Star in a TV show.
Oh, phew. No chance of that.
4. Amuse a goblin. 5. Awaken a long-dormant creature. 6. Open a bakery. And 7. Remove a piece of yourself. Mark my words. Do all 7 of these things, and boy, oh boy, there will be big ramifications for the entire island.
I swear, if he says ramifications one more time...
Ramifications!
I think this fella just loves the sound of his own voice.
So do we!
See what you want, little boy.
Okay, Frank, you can get back to building your Wicker Man now. We'll hit up the station and see what's going on.
There must be some reason why he's always on the air.
Yeah, probably because he loves the sound of his own voice.
And always remember, keep on smooching.
I just don't understand why there'd be a lighthouse in the middle of the island. Let alone why there'd be a radio station in it.
But lighthouses are so cool.
Yeah, why should they only be on the coast?
Because, well, never mind. Who even listens to the radio anymore?
We do.
You might be the only three children in the world that do.
Oh, he's not answering. Let's just go in.
Patience is a virtue, Scooch. We should always...
Come on, the studio's up the top. DJ Brendan, what happened?
Who tied you up?
And where's your beard? Your face is as smooth as a ladybird's back.
They took me beard. Same as they took me voice.
Who did?
The radio pirates. Who else?
The radio pirates?
Who be they?
You obviously don't listen to my show. Everybody's heard of pirates, right? But these are radio pirates. Tiny little lads and lassies. See, after centuries of hassle from normal-sized pirates in Runglody, we closed the seas, and that stopped them for a while. But now, using nanny technology, they're able to travel over radio waves instead of ocean waves. They've been trying to swim up through the wires and cables in this studio for years. That's why I'm always here.
Ah.
Because when you're talking, your voice is pushing them down, just like an ocean current. But as soon as you stop talking, they're able to simply pop, pop, pop up through the microphone and into our fair land. Pop, 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 pop. See, this is all your fault. I heard you knocking and pop down the studio for a split second. Suddenly they were in here, all over me. Little Timmy Timbers, not so jolly Roger. A disgrace, oh, Mally.
Yeah, but why did they take your beard?
Because they're pirates, because they're too small to grow beards. But they're pirates, so they need to have a beard each. And they says to me, you have a beard, and you're not even a pirate, and your one beard could furnish 1,000 of us with beards. So how is that fair?
So they stuck little bits of your beard onto their...
What a tiny tube of breadstick!
And where are they now?
I don't know.
But plundering me was just the beginning. They said they were going to take over the island and make us all into their slaves. And then destroy the island.
Oh, my coddle.
And yes, before you ask, they all have tiny little parrots.
What's with all the other birds in here?
I get paid in boysenberry bushes. Birds love boysenberries. And there's a hole in the roof I can't fix.
We gotta make sure there's no way for any more radio pirates to come up through the cables.
Nero and Brendan, you guys go see if you can round up the ones that already got in. We'll go clog up the airwaves to stop any more from arriving. You need to rest your voice. If talking is the only weapon against the radio pirates, then boy, do we have a nuclear bomb for them.
Scoochie Caboochie.
Talking is her middle name.
Actually, it's Joxer.
Oh, it's your agony aunt, Scoochie Caboochie, agony aunt, Scoochie Caboochie, agony aunt, Scoochie Caboochie show.
And I'm here, taking your calls.
So if you've got a problem, grab your walkie-talkie and get in touch with us here, where Agony Aunt Scooch will be taking your call.
We've someone on line one.
Oh, and if you spot any radio pirates out there in the wild, please let us know.
Hello, caller. What's your name?
I prefer to remain anonymous.
What is you, sir?
I've run out of paint and I need some urgently.
What does he need paint for?
Okay, so you just need to mix flour, salt and water. Et voila. Paint.
White paint's no good. I need colours.
What colours?
Red.
Add some crushed up roses.
Blue.
Blueberries.
Yellow.
Marigolds.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have paint!
How did you know all that?
I'm not sure. Next.
This is Vetsui.
Hi, Vetsui.
I have a giraffe in for treatment, but she doesn't seem to have a big, huge giraffe neck.
Are you sure it's not a horse?
Ah! Danvers here.
Hi, Danvers the Witch.
Can I just say, you're much better than that DJ Brenton fella. I think he just loves the sound of his own voice.
Thanks, Danvers. Now, what's your question?
Well, I just looked out into my garden and all my red, red roses are gone. Oh, and all my blueberries too. Oh, no! And my marigolds!
Radio pirates.
Maybe it was the radio pirates.
Those devious little rascals.
Go get them, Danvers. All our lives depend on it.
Wait, what?
Hey, Scooch, it's me.
Hi, Scooch's dad.
Any idea where I left all my tools?
Toolbox.
Where would I be without you?
Hi, Scooch. It's Sylvia Barbados.
Hi, Sylvia.
I'm working on a new song, but I just don't know how it should end.
Key change, then repeat the chorus.
Eureka! That's a great idea. Thanks, Scooch. By the way, you guys sound much different on the radio.
I wonder what she means.
Next!
Me tape player's after stopping walking!
Have you tried pressing play?
Oh! It worked! Are you a witch?
How would you stop? How would you stop?
Have you got a question for Scooch? How would you stop?
How would you stop?
Okay, very good.
Thanks for your input.
How would you stop?
EJ.
I need green!
What?
I need green paint!
Just mix blue and yellow.
Huge, if true!
And don't be robbing from Danvers.
Finest keepers.
I'm sick of this. It seems like I can solve everyone's problem but me own.
What do you mean?
This splinter in me finger. It's been pure killing me all day.
Here, give me a look.
Oof, it's a big one.
Oh, thank you, Jackie.
No problemo. Wow.
Who knew you'd be the greatest agony aunt of all time?
Yeah. How did you know that blue and yellow makes green?
Does it?
Yeah. You said so yourself.
Did I? Then how come the yellow sun and the blue sky isn't green?
Oh wow, I know what happened. That splinter.
What about it?
You got it from the treehouse. And we all know the treehouse is made out of magic wood.
So?
That splinter must have been...
The splinter of knowledge.
Nero, you battled the radio pirates. You're a legend.
Is that what all those scratches are from?
Ah, he must have gotten them from all the dinky pyrosaurs and the little hook cans and all. So brave.
Well, not quite. I spotted a commotion in one of Danvers' rose bushes. I assumed it was them, but it was just that oddball goat. And well, then I tripped and fell into the bush.
Oh.
But look who I found.
Fluffy Grandad.
He really just suits himself, doesn't he?
When we do find the radio pirates, we can get him to eat them. Like how he ate me.
Oh, well, would you look at that. On the floor, this little tiny wooden leg belongs to none other than Short John Silver. I knocked it off him earlier when they all attacked me.
Did you, yeah?
Did I?
But
DJ Brendan, you are a fibber.
Excuse me.
That's not a wooden leg. That's my splinter of knowledge.
Give me that.
Rowan, no. Don't put it in. It hurts.
Ow. Ah. DJ Brendan, you're famous for having the longest beard in Runglody.
Not anymore.
Not ever.
We've never actually seen it, have we?
No, we have not.
Fine. It's true. You got me. I can't even grow facial hair. But I realised that over the radio, anything is possible. You can just say stuff and people believe it. I thought it'd make me sound cool.
Who cares if you have a beard or not?
But there's another reason you've hid yourself away up in this lighthouse all day, every day, isn't there? Come on in, Frank the Cabbage.
Granddad!
He says he...
I think I can understand my own grandpappy. I'm sorry, Granddad. It's just everyone thinks I love the sound of my own voice. But the opposite is true. This is my real voice. I hate
it. It's terrible.
Aha! When Sylvia mentioned that we sounded different on the radio, I had a feeling something was up.
See, when I speak into the special microphone, through all the high-tech equipment, it changes me voice into what you hear on the radio. It makes me sound much more beautiful than I do in real life.
Like a rat with a gold toot.
There's nothing wrong with having a weird voice. DJ Brendan, your radio show is hereby reduced to 1 hour per day. Nobody gives a hoot about your voice or your hairless face. It's time to cop on, get out of the lighthouse, rejoin society, and spend some good quality time with your granddad. How are you, Frank? I haven't seen you in ages. Hope you're getting on well. Oh, there's a bit of cheese on the ground.
But here's what I don't get. If DJ Brendan is only going to be on for an hour a day, that gives the Radio Pirates 23 hours of silence during which they can invade Runglody.
Nero, there's no such thing as Radio Pirates. He made it all up.
What?
Where were you for the past 5 minutes?
You know, you can't just believe everything you hear.
Radio Pirates indeed. Where did we get you from at all?
I think I might need a lend of that splinter.
I threw it away. Nobody needs to know that much stuff.
I'll say, I'm far too young to be an agony aunt. Maybe when I'm like 9?
Nero's Class was written, directed, composed and edited by Bobby Ahern. This episode starred
Hugh Cooney,
Penny O'Dwyer,
Elsie Akinduko,
Ryan Sheridan,
Gary Sheridan,
Peter McGann,
Aoife Spratt,
Bridget McLean,
Padraig Cooney
and
Bronwyn Murphy-White.
Keep on smooching.
Sound designed by
Damon Bailey.
Co-produced by
Maggie Fagan,
Lucy Jorgensen
and
Nicky Cotter.
Cover art by
Ruin Van Vliet.
Special thanks to Barry, Leisha and Nicky. Funded by RTE and Commission the Man with the television license fee.